Happy Wednesday again, voice tubers. I am Gulumbu from Gulumbu Fa Yin Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I'm a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So for today's video, we are talking about depression, which is a mental disorder that causes you to feel sad all the time. The video talks about a so-called high-functioning depression, which it defines as being a less serious type of depression. This type of depression still affects every aspect of your life, but it may go unnoticed, and you may not know you have it. So the video goes through a list of symptoms of high-functioning depression. And honestly, after watching the video, I feel like I have high-functioning depression. Because it says that people who have high-functioning depression self-criticize a lot, which I do. And it also says that people that have high-functioning depression overthink a lot, which I also do. But anyways, let's go into the passage. So, let's go. Number 4, you feel misunderstood. Since most high-functioning depressives can maintain a job, a house, and their responsibilities, people underestimate how much anguish they're going through. 好，那现在呢，我要用中文来解释一下这个 passage 里面其中一个你们需要注意的一个点咯。今天我想只是跟你们看一看这个 understood 这个字后面的这个母音。Okay, now one more time, understood, Now 这个母音呢，名称叫什么呢？通常如果你是学那个自然发音的那个系统的话呢，他们会把这个音称为短 oo， 短 oo， OK， 要念这个音的话，我们的嘴巴要开一点点到中间的位置吧，然后嘴唇要凸出来一点点，舌头要收缩一点点， so 是蛮法语性质的一个音的。你们找到这个音之后呢，我想再跟你说一说这个音在哪个情况会出现。OK， so 如果你看到一个字它是有 OO 的，比如说 to 或者 good 或者食物 food， right， 你看到这个 OO 的话呢，有可能是长 OO， 有可能是短 OO 的。 OK， so 如果是食物它就是 food， food 长 OO， 但是如果说脚foot， 它是短 oo 的。然后如果你看到一个 oo 的字，你是没有看过那个字呢，其实老实说你是不知道是哪一个的，但是你还是应该猜是长 oo， 因为相对来说呢，短 oo 的字没有很多，短 oo 的字呢我觉得常用的只有十几个，所以通常我会跟学生呢，就是那十几个短 oo 的字呢都全部一次读完背熟，然后以后呢，其他的字都是长 oo 了。OK， so 我们继续之前呢，我再给你们比较一下这个食物跟脚的这两个字。OK， 食物脚，食物脚这样 ，food， foot， food， foot， food， foot。好，那我们今天的发音教学就到此为止。但是如果你们对这种的发音技巧或者正音的技巧有兴趣的话呢，那就欢迎你们来看看我的发音课程，在这个网站 columbus.cool。 这个课程呢，我是用了一年去做的，去研发的。所以如果你们觉得你们说英文的时候，因为发音这个东西没有自信，或者可能只是纯粹觉得哦，我从来没有上过一个正式的翻课程呢，那你们就欢迎来到这个网站 columbus.cool。 Okay, alright, but 我们回去英文咯。 Alright, so let's look at some vocabulary words. And the first word for today is high functioning. High functioning is usually used to describe a person who has a disorder, but can still go through life as normally as a normal person. For example, a person who has autism, 自闭症can be described as having high-functioning autism, meaning that although they have autism, they can also function in daily life just as well as a normal person. And the second word for today is underestimate. And the word underestimate means to guess something to be smaller or less important than it actually is. For example, if I underestimate your strength, and then I challenge you to a fight, I might lose. Or if I say that I have $100 in the bank and I get to the bank and I only have $20, then I have underestimated how much money I have. Okay, and the last word for today is anguish. The word anguish means severe mental or physical pain. And this word is usually used after the word in. So I can say that you're in anguish. A person is in anguish. So if tomorrow I get some sort of sickness and I go to the doctor and the doctor says, you only have 2 weeks to live, well, I'll probably be in anguish. All right, but that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember that I have a pronunciation course at columbus.cool. So if you want to improve your pronunciation, you can go to columbus.cool. Okay? All right, but other than that, I'll see you next Wednesday.